Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. Guest star, Joe Wilkinson.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go.
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, it's Michael Court, the actor.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, can I come in?
Huh?
Can you open the door?
What? Surreal, Michael.
Sorry?
What, like, open the portal through the phone? That's it.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Sarah, I'm on the front door intercom, not the telephone.
Oh, are you? Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm at the door.
Why?
Well, I've popped by to say hello.
Right. Hello.
No, Sarah, I want you to open the door and let me in.
But Margot's not here. She's in Zambia.
That's okay.
And Fliss isn't here either. She's grieving.
Oh, well, that's okay too.
So, what do you want?
But, like I say, I've just popped by to say hello.
Oh, God.
Yes, actors do this, Sarah. It's perfectly normal. We pop into our agent's office to say hello, have a bit of a catch-up, discuss our career, perhaps, and we bring a box of cupcakes or something when it's our birthday, for example.
Ah. Oh, hello there. I've come to see Sarah. Sarah Tiptree, Margot's assistant's assistant.
That's me. That's me.
Ah!
Hi.
Sarah Tiptree, I presume. How lovely to meet you at long last.
Yeah.
Well,
this is
nice.
Weird.
You look much older than I imagined.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I bought you all some cupcakes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't realise you had a brace.
Yeah, a few years now. Not much longer, thank fuck.
Well, yes. Now you must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go out again.
Oh, do you not?
No, people can be unkind, so.
Yeah. Do you have a date booked in?
No. They'll check the alignment, they said, in about 6 weeks, and then if they're happy, I'll get booked into the spinal clinic, have the screws taken out.
Oh, those are screws, are they?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Did you have an accident?
Yeah, I come off a horse.
Oh, yes, I remember you saying yes. Well, I suppose once that's off your head, you can get out and about again.
Why?
Well, just get out. Socialise a bit with your friends, you know, your boyfriend and your partner, your friend's partner,
what?
Friend, whatever. Anyway, I was just wondering if there was any news on anything.
Well, Mum's results weren't great, so back to square one, which means Mallorca's not going to happen. The neighbour.
Oh, no, I mean about my career.
What career? Sorry, I'm just joking.
Perhaps we could have a cup of tea with my birthday cupcake, with the cupcakes that I...
Sorry, I finished mine. They were quite small. Oh, shit. I should have taken a photo, put them on Instagram.
Why?
Well, sort of make out that you're nice. You know, mainly so that other clients bring us in stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I bought in one each for you, Margot and Fliss. Oh, you...
Shit. Sorry.
No, it's fine. We don't need a photo.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise for everyone. No, anyway, maybe double it next time. Or chocolates. They always go down well. Mm, do you want a cup of tea? I've got a toilet break in a minute, but I could get my assistant to make you one.
Your assistant?
Mm.
You've got an assistant?
Yeah, I suppose. I was almost busy, so I got a bit stressed. And they got me an assistant.
Right, good, good. So my agent's assistant's assistant has an assistant?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. What's her name?
Paul. I mean, between you and me, he's a bit slow, but I'm training him up, so... teaching him about the ropes and explaining how the bloody industry works. He's lucky to have me teaching, I suppose. I never got that.
No. Well, you wouldn't have.
So do you want one or not?
Yes, that would be lovely.
What?
Paul?
What?
Could you make a cup of tea for my client?
Your client?
Sorry, Margot's client, Michael Cork, the actor.
For God's sake.
Thank you.
So, any news on that commercial casting I did last week? Yes, for the British Heart Foundation. I thought it went rather well. They kept me on for a few extra sessions afterwards with the other actors, so I thought that was a good sign. Wondered if they'd given any feedback.
I haven't had a chance to check my emails yet today, so...
It's 4 o'clock.
All right, let's have a look. Oh, well, that's very strange. Oh, hang on. I always forget to do that.
Yes, right.
Sorry, just got to wait for it to...
Start up, yes.
Start slow.
Anything else on the horizon that you...
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Right. Here's an email from Friday.
It's Wednesday, Sarah.
Whoa. Well, look at that. You're on a heavy pencil.
Am I?
They say they'll get back to me on Monday. Now, that could mean last Monday.
Oh, well, that's good.
Here we go. Another email here from yesterday. Oh, my God, there's hundreds.
Ooh, might be the offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Pencils off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they say, we decided it would be cheaper and more effective to use a prosthetic corpse rather than an actor.
Oh.
Oh, well. Swings and roundabouts.
Sorry, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Do you want your tea? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't realise you were talking to me. You were looking out of the window. Just milk, please.
Do you want any granules in it?
Just say no.
No, thank you. I'm Michael Cork, by the way.
Yeah.
Michael Cork, one of the actor clients of Margot's.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Welcome aboard.
My mum likes you. Well, she used to.
Ah, well, that's very nice of her. Tell her that Michael Cork says hello.
No, you don't know her.
No.
No, I know, but she might like it.
Why?
Well, it's just a thing, isn't it? If someone's a fan of yours, then you say hello. You reach out, punch down, as it were, and well, they like that. Makes people feel good, the star, saying hello.
Don't think she's a fan. She said you were 3 years above her at school and she always fancied the older boys. Right, I'm going to get that bloody tea.
Thanks, Paul. Oh, Don't mind him. He's been like this ever since he got out of bed this morning. Men, eh?
Yeah. Oh, are you stepping out with Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 He's my boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's taking me away.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time, actually, and stuff. Short UK and abroad trips and things. We're already talking about Christmas.
Well, it is only 3 weeks away, but that's very nice. Yes, I'm very pleased for you, sir. It's, it is nice to have someone to share the good things with. Yes, I do miss Sally so much in that regard. It can be so lonely.
Yeah, no, I'm not lonely. No. As I say, I've got my boyfriend, Paul, who you just met. He's taking me to Paris this weekend, bless his heart.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and his soft top. We're going to try the prawns. I've got a grey and blue weekend bag with wheels on it, so...
Gosh, good. Yeah. How wonderful. Does Margot mind?
No, since we're going on Saturday.
No, I mean, does she mind having two staff members, dating?
Oh, God. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell no one.
No. Oh, I see. Well, Sarah, I don't know if I want to harbour secrets from my agent of 20 years.
Oh, God, sorry. No, please, look, can you just forget I ever said anything?
Well, come on, Sarah, I'm not sure that's very professional.
No, please, sorry. You can't say anything to anyone.
Well,
all right? Oh, look, I've got your casting.
Have you?
Yeah.
Couldn't find any tea, so I've done you a banana milkshake, all right?
Oh, thank you. How exotic.
Laters.
Right, well, nice to see you, Michael. I need to get on now.
What was the casting that you said?
Oh, yeah. yeah, it's a really nice job. Which I think you'll love, and I haven't got all the details for it right now, so I'll email over later when I get back from the lunchtime.
Right. Is it a film or TV?
Yeah.
Which?
Filmings.
Right. What's the part?
Man. Right. I've got to get that.
Can't your assistant get it?
No, he can't. He's too afraid. Sorry, Michael. I need to go. By HDM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Bye then.
Oh, hi, Sue.
Bye, Paul.
Oh, lovely.
What?
Great.
Enjoy Paris.
Sure.
What?
Is that for the overweight mum?
Bye then. Bye, Sarah.
Friend of the overweight mum. Smashing.
Doesn't matter how I sign my name, it don't mean fame. It don't mean.
Those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Maybe those pauses can make my night. Please keep your sweet lips close.
HJM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Sarah?
No.
Oh, is that Paul?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just you said Sarah speaking.
Oh, yeah, she told me just to copy whatever she said when she answers the phone.
Right. Is Margot available?
No, she's at one of the Ivies with a big client.
Oh, right, right. Who's that?
Dunno. She told me to book a banquette, though, so that's pretty big, I guess, if they need a bench rather than a chair.
Yes, right. Is Fliss available?
No, she's on the BAFTA panel today. BAFTA panel.
Oh, God. Is Sarah available?
She's on the shitter. Can I help you, sir?
Well, yes, maybe. Sarah has sent me through a commercial casting, but in the script she sent, it says the part is for a 20-year-old female from Angola.
Who is this?
Michael Cork. Michael Cork, the actor.
Oh, are you an actor looking for representation?
No, I'm Michael Cork, the actor. I've been one of Margot's clients for 20 years. I did meet you last week.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I remember.
That's right, yes, good.
Sorry, what's the problem?
Well, like I say, I'm at the casting caravan now. It's cost me £16.50 to get here, and the part is for a 20-year-old female from Angola.
Right, okay. And?
Well, for heaven's sake, what would you think? I'm neither Angolan nor am I 20.
You female?
Is Sarah there, please?
She'll be back in a minute. Do you want to go on hold?
Yes, please.
Right, okay.
Hello? Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, you still okay to hold?
Yes.
You okay to hold?
Well, I'm not really on hold, am I?
What do you call it, then?
Listening to you breathing and playing solitaire on the computer.
You have a chat?
No. Ridiculous. How was your weekend?
What?
I said, how was your weekend?
Why?
Well, I'm just showing an interest, Paul, having a conversation.
All right. What do I...
Well, you speak back. You have a conversation back. It's a two-way thing.
Right, okay.
Did you see the Arc de Triomphe? The Louvre? The Eiffel Tower?
What?
Paris. You went to Paris at the weekend.
No, I cleaned out the drawer underneath my mum's... Well, the smelly one, and then I had to go and babysit my uncle.
Oh, yes, I see. It's top secret. I get it. Say no more.
Okay.
Sally and I had some wonderful holidays in Paris over the years. Always liked to stay in Montmartre and visit the galleries and museums. And actually, I remember once we had the most wonderful bottle of Blini Monrachet in the restaurant Arpège on the 7th. And, always, well, I can truly say we've never tasted anything like it before or since. Well, I say we. I had to drink the entire bottle. Sally had one of her galloping UTIs, so she couldn't face it, but my golly, it was good.
Look, Martha, I honestly didn't go to Paris. I cleaned out the drawer and babysat my uncle, all right?
Babysat your uncle, yes, I know, yeah. Why do you have to babysit your
uncle?
It's
a long story, right? But basically, he's not the same generation as me mum, all
right? Right. Look, maybe you can ask Sarah to call me back when she gets back from wherever she is. And could you tell her it's rather urgent?
Yeah, well, why should I say you called?
Just tell her I'm not black. Inspector speaking.
All right, Mick.
Who's this, please?
It's Paul from the acting shop.
What?
You know, Paul from...
Oh, you mean HJM Talent?
Yeah. That's the one, yeah.
Oh, God, well, why are you calling me? Where's Sarah?
Oh, she's not in the office at the moment, mate.
Why not?
Oh, she got the sack.
What?
Yeah, someone told Margot that me and her were, you know, well, having relations, I think she called it.
And were you?
No, not at all. I mean, I was going to ask her out for a drink.
Well, so that's, I mean, there you go. So whoever it was who told Margot that wasn't wrong.
Anyway.
So how is Sarah?
I don't know. Saw Margot telling her off yesterday and she went a bit red and then ran out of the office. Well, I say ran, she had that metal thing on her head, so she sort of galloped along like a...
Oh, God, that's just awful, poor Sarah. Maybe I should... Did you have a mobile number for her? Actually, why are you phoning?
Oh, someone's offered you a job.
Oh, right, well, that's good news. What is it?
Something about an advert. Oh, do you want Sarah's number?
Yes, in a minute. What's the job?
Something to do with the British Heart Foundation. They say that due to budgeting issues, this prosthetic corpse is no longer an option, so they'd like to book a person after all. They're offering £324.40.
Oh, for God's sake, is that all? What about costume days and travel days? Anything for those?
One travel day, £37.
A costume? No.
No costume, I suppose, basically. The note here to say that the scene is a very elderly man, that's you.
Well, I'm 65,
yeah,
so...
He's getting out of the shower and he has a heart attack, so his family find him lying over the side of the bath after rigor mortis has set in. So it's important that the actor will have good core muscles and be able to hang upside down for extended periods.
Not again. For heaven's sake, why is this continuing to happen? Are there any lines?
I've got Sarah's number if you want it.
Well, there won't be any lines, will there, if he's dead? Are there any lines?
You've got a pen?
Maybe there's a flashback. Is there a flashback?
It's 07322.
Actually, do you know what? No, I'm going to say no to this one. It's doing me no good at all to continue to take these kinds of menial jobs that anybody could do. They pay very little anyway and end up with me looking like a ruddy idiot.
472.
What's in it for me? I'm a trained actor, Paul. Trained, 45 years in the business. Do you know what? Do you know what that entails? Just staying at the top, well, nearest the top of my profession for 45 years. Do you have any idea what that entails, huh?
Actually, fuck off.
Heavy Pencil was written and performed by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner, guest starring Joe Wilkinson. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow.
GreatBigOwl.com.
I'm Tilly Steele.
And I'm Helen Monk.
And this is Bitchin'.
I'm dyslexic. Yeah, why do you read the Wikipedia page? It's good to practice.
A podcast where every week we talk about a different person.
So how old was he when he first popped on the scene?
That's a great question.
If you say he was my age, I'm gonna fucking die.
And we veer wildly off track.
Pop that Prosec.
Available on all your podcast apps. That's not nice. Just
can you not say in the advert?
Available on all your podcast platforms. Just search Bitchin' or Great Big Owl.
We'll see you there.
That was all right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.